Chof Ches Machesh von Tovshin Peihei, Rav Tzvi Zilberschmitzer.
Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos, one of these big parshas, Sefer Bereishis, it's full of these big parshas. Every little thing that happens there is really a big thing, because we know that the Ovis, the three Ovis, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, why are they called Ovis more than the others? Why are those three called Ovis and Shvatim not? Or maybe only two of them should be called? Why? The Gemara says we know these three are called Ovis and not more. Shlosh Ovis, not more. What makes them into Ovis more than maybe the Shvatim should also be Ovis? So we know one of the main reasons is because the Ovis, whatever they did for Hashem's sake, was on such a great level, on such a powerful level, that it had an effect forever after. It became ingrained in Klal Yisrael, their midas, and the effects of their actions, Mas Ovisim Levonim. So whatever they did was in the Madrig of Av, like a father, whatever, you know, his nature goes into the children, into his continuation, so too by the Ovis. Everything, every little thing by the Ovis, really, is a big thing. So, we know the three Ovis have their parshas. Toldos is very much the parsha of Yitzchak Avinu. Lech Lecho, Vayero, is Avrom Avinu, Chaisoros, is the Shidduch for Yitzchak. We don't find much of Yitzchak. And after Toldos, Vayetze, and onwards is already Yaakov Avinu. Toldos is the one parsha, which is really mainly Yitzchak Avinu. So we'll see what we can take out of the parsha and learn from the things the Torah tells us. Maybe a short word first in the beginning of the parsha. Ve'el Toldos Yitzchak ben Avrom, Avrom el des Yitzchak. Everyone knows the kasha, double the loshen, twice saying the same thing. Yitzchak ben Avrom, Avrom el des Yitzchak. See, got the Rashi there already. I once said, I think from Rabbi Avrom Zilberger, he said that there are, you sometimes have parents who are proud of their children, you have children who are proud of their parents, and sometimes it goes both ways. Avram had a few children. He had Bnei Keturah, when he married Hagar second time, the end of the parasha last week tells us, he had 2 weeks ago, he had the Bnei Keturah. We don't even know really who they are. Avram wasn't very proud of them, and they don't seem to be very proud of Avram. Avram had Yishmael. Avram is not very proud of Yishmael, but Yishmaelim, Bnei Yishmael, are still proud of Avram until today. Yitzchak, Avram is proud of Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, Bnei Yitzchak, us are proud with Avram. We follow him, and he is proud of us. So Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avrom, Avrom Hoyle des Yitzchak. There goes both ways. The only one of Avrom's children where it goes both ways. Another short thing before we go maybe into the main topic we want to discuss today. We know that each of the three of us had their main midah, their main avoider, which they brought down to this world. Of course, they did everything, and they served Hashem in all different ways, but they had their main midah. We know that. Avrom Avinu, his main midah was Chesed. Yitzchak, his main midah was Gvura. There's psukim for that. Titan Chesed, Titan Emes, Yaakov Chesed, Avrom. There's a pasuk Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was Gvura. Yaakov was Emes. What's very interesting, if you go through the parashas, is that you'll notice each one of the others had, in fact, nisyonis in the opposite of their midah. And in fact, we find more stories in the Torah about the opposite of the midas, kimat more than the mid itself. The question is, what does that teach us? Well, I'll show you first. Avraham Avinu, we know, was midas achesed. We find the story in the beginning of Vayero, Dachnosas Oichim, he did on a high level. So we see, that's what the Torah is teaching us there. This wasn't a one-off story. The Torah is not just telling us a one-off. The Torah picks one story out of many to tell us how it went. Avraham Avinu davened for others. He davened for Sdoim, a tremendous, powerful tefillah that should be saved. We see his chesed. Yet, on the other side, we found Avraham Avinu was nitzaved to go and shecht his son. To go and shecht his son. The opposite of what we would call chesed. The opposite. We found Avraham Avinu, already early on, threw himself into the fire. That's a midas hagvura. That's a powerful. That's not midas hachesed. We found Avraham Avinu had to send Hagar away. He had to send Yishmoel away. All of these were hard for him. Sarah told him. Hashem told him. The Nevuah told him. He had to do it. Those are all things which are opposite of chesed. That's the same thing. We move to Yitzchak this week. Yitzchak, we know, is midas sadin. Where do we find midas hagvura? Okay, but okay, do you see it? Okay, it was Avraham Avinu. We find it, the Mefarshim say, very much this week. In two places. We find it this week, mainly, interesting, by the story of the Be'eres. Okay, don't get into that too much. The whole story of the wells this week, the Be'eres, which he kept redigging his father's wells, and Mefarshim tell us, there is the midas hagvura. Midas hagvura means not to change. His father did it, he continued it, he did it, even though it was hard, even though the Plishtim took it away from him. The midas hadin, midas hagvura, he went on what was meant to be done. And yet, we find that Yitzchak was Mekarev Esav. It was very nice to Esav. Didn't send him away. Avraham sent away Yishmoel. Yitzchak didn't send away Esav. He didn't send him away. He wants to give him the brachas. Even after the story of the brachas. And that's a chiddush. Where he realized and he knew, as we'll discuss soon, that Yaakov Avinu min Hashemayim was chosen to be the Hemshech of Klal Yisrael. And Esav lost his chance and he's out. And yet, he doesn't send Esav away. He keeps Esav in the house. Interesting. Yaakov Avinu is midas emes. We know tit and emes. Yaakov Avinu is emes. And yet, he had so many nisyonos in the opposite of emes. This week, he had to trick Yitzchak. Then he goes to Lavan, then with the sheep, and he has to do all kind of not trickery, but not, you know, not the pure emes. Well, it doesn't look to us at least the pure emes. What does this all tell us? Opposite of their midah, right? To Santa Heora, I heard once. And the message, one of the messages seems to be that one can't do any of these midahs the way one feels in his own about it. One has to follow the gvulim, the guidelines of the Torah. Chesed is a modic midah, but if a person do chesed the way he feels like it, I feel this is kindness, that's kindness, he can end up doing a lot of mistakes. He can end up being kind to the wrong people. He can end up befriending the wrong people, supporting the wrong things. A person can have midas hagvura, strictness, to the wrong people or in the wrong place. We know can definitely know can make damage. And the message here is a person can have the midas chesed, a person can have the midas emes, a person can have the midas hagvura, whichever one it might be, but one has to do it within the guideline of Torah, within the guideline of Halacha, within the guideline of Das Torah, and Amol one has to get opposite. And Amol one has to get opposite. And the Baal Chesed sometimes has to be strict, and the Baal Din sometimes has to be Bechesed. And has to, Pirkei Avos starts with the words, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Mesorah Yeshua, V'chulu. Every Mesecht in Shas could have started with that. Baba Basri can't start with that. Moshe came to him, Sinai, Mesorah Yeshua, and one of the things he taught is Mesech is Baba Basra. No, every Mesech Shabbos is not Misinai. Only Ovis is Misinai. Why Davke Mesech Ovis was chosen for this introduction? So the Mephoshim there say, because Mesech Ovis sounds like all sensible things. Sounds like things which even the Havdil, the Goyim, could think on their own. Midas Tovis, the Echeretz, and the Mishnah is teaching us that even those need a framework of Torah. And we do it not because we feel it's right, but because it's a mitzvah. Because Hashem wants us to do it, because we want to follow in Hashem's path. So we do the same midas Torahs as Lahav Legoim, but from a different viewpoint, from a different starting point. We do it because Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messina, and within that framework. And sometimes we have to do different to what we feel like, what's maybe the accepted thing. Sometimes a person has to know this here, have to act differently. Oh, that's let's discuss a bit the main discussion of this week's parasha, the brachas of Yitzchak, which he wants to give to Esav, and Yaakov takes them instead. Rivka sends him. Now, it's obvious that we're not talking about simple brachas. We're not talking about the regular father Friday night bracha or Erev Kippur bracha. Because if yes, why can't both get one? What's the fight about? Father can give two or three of his children brachas. Enough for everybody. What's this Lifne Moisi that keeps stressing Yitzchak and Rivka? These are the brachas before I might die. What's this? Why does he have to die to give those brachas? What's so What's so tragic when Esav lost the brachas? Say, Yaakov Yitzchak should give him again brachas. Say, this is obvious, this is poshet, that we're talking here about something which is once in a lifetime, and one person can get it. We're talking here about a major bracha, a major issue, which one person will be getting once. And Yitzchak says, I might not be around so long anymore, so I want to make sure to give it and give it to the right person. What is this bracha? Okay, that we'll have to discuss. It's the continuation of Avram, who's going to be the continuation of Yitzchak, who's going to be the Klal Yisrael. It's clearly something special. Now, let's start. There's a lot of questions one can ask, a lot of kashas one can ask of the whole story of the brachas. Let's start with one simple kasha. There's a pasuk where things already get very exciting, where Esav comes in after Yaakov just went out, and Esav says, okay, father, I brought you what you asked me. And Yitzchak asks, who are you? And he says, I'm Esav, and I bin chavachoycha Esav. And the pasuk lamed gimel, there's a very, very interesting description of what happened next. The pasuk says in pasuk lamed gimel, vayechad Yitzchak. Yitzchak started trembling. Rashi touches lashon timo, and it means he was shocked. He couldn't understand what's going on. Vayechad usually means trembling, but the pasuk doesn't stop just there. The pasuk uses words after words to describe the trembling of Yitzchak. The same Torah who's so careful with words, who will use a letter to teach us so many halachas, a letter, half a letter, you know, so many big halachas come from little words. The Torah he uses five words, Vayechad Yitzchak, Charode, Gedoyla, Ad Ma'oid. Yitzchak got a tremble, a huge tremble, an extreme tremble. Charode, Gedoyla already means huge tremble. Then the Torah has two more words. Ad Ma'oid, a huge, extreme shock, tremble, question mark. Who was here before who got the brachas? Yitzchak was shocked like no one before. Don't know of such a lashon anywhere in Tanakh where it says that someone got such a shock, literally out of his, something. Now, in the same pasuk, Yitzchak continues and says, so who is this who came before you? And he got the brachas, I ate from what he gave me, I benched him, and then Yitzchak adds three words. Gam Baruch Ye, says Rashi, he tricked me, but he should be benched. Now, this is Mamish Hafle Befele. Because if Yitzchak is trembling and shaking like a lulav, and then he adds, you know what, Shai, no, nicht gefährlich. Ah, Shai, Yaakov took it, nicht gefährlich. But one thing, make up your mind, you're gefährlich, nicht gefährlich. Is gefährlich oder nicht? First, you're trembling like who knows what, and then he says, so, soll er dann gebenched, ich will be gebenched, Baruch Ye. Nicht gefährlich. Says Rashi, even, don't think that if not for the trickery, Yaakov wouldn't have gotten it. No, I'm okay with Yaakov getting it. You okay with Yaakov getting it? Why are you trembling so much? What is the issue here? So, Devin says a lot of this is very well known, but there's always more to hear and more to maybe discuss. Let's discuss a bit what many, many Mefarshim go through. And what they say is that Esav, maybe let's ask another question first. What was Yitzchak's opinion of Esav really? What did Yitzchak really think Esav is? Did he think Esav is more than Yaakov? We find interesting things. We find that when Yaakov came and Yitzchak thinks it's Esav, Yaakov smelled Reach Gan Eden. Yeah? Says Rash Reach Gan Eden. Why is he not shocked? How does Gan Eden talk to Esav? He should be shocked. Weißt du, could be. Esav Gan Eden. Nicht gesagt, Stier, it seems. On the other hand, he warns him, be careful to shecht well. Rashi, at the beginning of the Vachas, says, so, tell you, says Rashi, sharpen your knife, don't feed me the velas, don't steal. I mean, Esav is Gan Eden, Esav is stealing. So there is a very, very choshev sfone, beginning of the parsha. The sfone is a rishon. It's unbelievable how one little word, a two-letter word of a rishon, can change a picture. The pasuk says, beginning of the parsha, v'yav Yitzchak es Esav, Yitzchak loves Esav, and Rivka loves Yaakov. Sounds quite straightforward. Says the Sfona one word. He adds a gam. Vayeav Yitzchak, gam es Esav. Gam means as the main ahava was Yaakov. Gam Esav. Esav secondary. Oh, so Yitzchak knew that Yaakov is Ishtam Yeshvolim. Yitzchak wasn't blind his whole life. He knew quite well, and even if he was blind, the tzaddikim see even they're blind. He knew gam's gift where Yaakov is holding. He also loved Esav. Oh, gives us already a bit of a picture. The Mefarshim say that Esav had a tough kid. The Forshim tell us every person has a tafkid, every person has a job which is written in Shemaim, which Hashem expects him to do. Esav had a job. If Esav would have done his tafkid, if he would have kept to his tafkid, then he could have become quite great. Reb Gedalia, Reb Gedalia Yishor, one of the Sforim who I'm getting a lot from, and in this topic, Reb Gedalia Yishor brings a medrash. I haven't found the medrash, but he says it's a medrash, that if Esav would have done his tafkid, there would have been 6 shvatim from Yaakov, 6 shvatim from Esav. Esav would have been part of Kal Yisrael, 6 and 6. What was Esav's tafkid? It's many other, say it each in their language. It's quite strong like this. Very similar to what we would call today Yisachar Zvulun. Just like we have today Yisachar Zvulun, where the Yisachar is the Ishtam Yoshev Aholim, the one sitting in the Samedish learning, and the Zvulun is the person who goes out to work and he supports, and obviously he keeps the mitzvah properly in the working world and outside world, and from there he supports. And that's his part in Torah, by supporting the Yisachar. Originally the plan was that Yaakov's descendants would be the Ishtam, the Yoshev Aholim, and Esav's descendants would have kept the mitzvahs to the best of their ability properly, and they would have supported Yaakov. And the truth is, every person's nature, why is it that some people have different natures to others? Some people are quick and some are slow, some people are sharp and some less so, some people are more happy nature, some people less so, some people... What's this difference in natures? Everything has got to do with the person's tafkid. The person gets the kalim, the abilities, the koiches to fulfill and to do his tafkid, his good parts and his harder parts. His harder parts he has to work on, his good parts are what meant to help him to overcome his harder, his bad parts. So Esav's nature was Ish Sode, Ish Tzayit, Ish Sode, because that is his job, to be Ish Tzayit, to be Ish Sode, and support Yaakov. And if he would have done that, he would have been great. He would never have reached Yaakov level. He would never have come to Ish Tam. But that doesn't matter, because if he would have fulfilled his tafkid, that's all he needs to do. He would have, in a certain sense, been equally to Yaakov. Because every person who fulfills his tafkid has done his tafkid, has done what he was meant to do. It's interesting to notice the brachas which Yitzchok gives to thinking it's Esav, as opposed to the later on in the parsha, where right at the end of the parsha, where Yitzchok gives brachas knowing already it's Yaakov. And he starts with the same words. Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Dalet also starts with Yitin Lecha. But there's a very different style of bracha. The difference is like this. The earlier brachas, V'yitin lecho to Esav, well, thinking it's Esav, are all gashmis dike brachas. All of them are gashmis posik chof ches earlier. V'yitin lecho lekim etar shemayim. Shemani oretz, roiv dogon. Everyone should bow down to you. Everyone should be under you. You should win your wars. Later, peik chof ches posik dalet, when he benches Yaakov, he says, Hashem should give you brikas avrom. Meaning you should be the continuation of Avraham. You should get that Yisrael. Yisrael is not about Gashmis. Yisrael is not about richness. Yisrael is about spirituality. Ruchnis. Because when he thinks it's Esav, what bracha does Esav need? Esav, for his tafkid, needs Gashmis. To be able to support Yaakov, he needs Shemani Oretz, Rav Dogen, V'sirish. That's what he needs for his tafkid. Whereas Yaakov needs ruchnisike brachas. He needs to be told, you're the continuation of Avraham. Kel shakei v'orcha Yisro in Pasuk Gimel there. He needs the ruchnisike brachas. So what happened? So what taka happened? Where did things change? So here the Mefarshim tell us that what happened is Esav did not do his tafkid. He did not try to and was not willing to do his job. He was faking and he was tricking Yitzchok and coming up with questions, but in reality he wasn't doing his job. He had the ability to do it. In fact, the Mefarshim say that in his head he knew a lot, because he was the son of Yitzchok, you know, he was the son of Yitzchok. He knew a lot and he had the knowledge to do what he's meant to do, and there's very solid proof for that. What's the proof? That Esav in his head had a lot of greatness, a lot of potential. The fact that his head ended up in Moshe Machpelah, nothing is random. And the fact that his head ended up in Moshe Machpelah later on tells us that his head belongs there. The problem was that his body didn't follow him with. The body didn't do what his head knew he should be doing. Everyone in his language, Rabbi Elapin puts it down, he had the Yodato Hayoim, the Yediyah, the Vashavoyse, to bring it down into action, he didn't have. Shami Shmuel brings from the Simcha Binyan of Shischa that Esav had gezukt shal shidus teure mit Leveini, mit Rebbe Shebegudim. Esav knew how to speak and to darshan. He says that he had 300 vaser bekishes by shal shidus teish. He knew how to, but he didn't live it up. He didn't do it. He was tricking everybody. He didn't do it. Rivka saw through that. Why Rivka more than Yitzchak? So, Lotto Mephosh was saying, did the Rishonim say she had a nevuah? She had a nevuah early on in the parasha, Rav, Yavoid, Tzoyer, Shame, the Navi told her, the oldest son will serve and be under to the youngest son, which means the youngest son will be greater. Why didn't she share that nevuah of Yitzchak? The Ramban already asks that, points that out. She didn't share the nevuah of Yitzchak. It doesn't say why, he points it out. Where is Pshatim why? The Rishonim already say the Ran in the Drosha says that since the Nevuah was given to her, well, not she wasn't the Navi, but the Navi told her, and he never said that you can pass on the Nevuah, she understood it's not meant to be passed on. Which indeed was the plan. Hashem wanted the Bochus to come about this way, and the Ran says she got the Nevuah, she got it from the Shem, so she understood, if I wasn't told to pass it on, I'm not meant to pass it on, and she controlled herself and never told Yitzchak about it.
The
other explanation is that Rivka was brought up in the house of Rishoyim so she could see through better their actions. Indeed, yeah, some say that also. So for whatever reason, she saw through it. Now, she calls Yaakov and she tells Yaakov, you need to go and get the brachas. And Yaakov doesn't want, he's scared, pat me, feel me, I'm this. And she says, no, Shema Bekoilin. That's very interesting. More than once, Rivka tells Yaakov, listen to my voice. Listen to what I'm telling you. A bit unusual. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shema V'Koili, Pasuk Ches, Shema V'Koili. That's unusual. When Yitzchak tells Esav to go and bring him Tzayin, it doesn't say, listen to my voice. Every time the parashas, where the parents tell their children something, it doesn't say, Shema V'Koili. Of course, I'll tell you something. The Torah says, Shema V'Koili. Because she knows she's asking something from him, which looks wrong. So she has to stress, I know what I'm doing. Listen to me. Adam and Foshav say, listen to the Ruach HaKodesh. Have a Ruach HaKodesh about this. Have a Nevuah. The Talmud says she had Ruach HaKodesh. She heard what Yitzchak told Esav with Ruach HaKodesh. I have Rashi Makis there says that that's why Yaakov was allowed to do this trick because the Ruach HaKodesh was involved in this. Told him to do it. So Rivka is stressing to Yaakov. I know it sounds wrong. Listen to what I'm telling you. This is what has to happen. And what really is happening here is, the Foshav say, Rivka is telling Yaakov, you take upon yourself Esav's tafkid too. The Gemara Chagigah says there is a concept, Zocho Tzadik, Noitel Chelkoi, V'chelik Chaveiroi. There is such a thing where Zocho Tzadik, a Tzadik can be Zoiche, V'noitel Chelkoi, besides for his tafkid, he takes V'chelik Chaveiroi, he does someone else's tafkid. Says Rivka to Yaakov, Esav's not doing it, you do it. You take upon yourself his tafkid too. Rav Shimon Pinkus points out a very interesting thing. He says, what do we know of Yaakov's life up until the brochas, up until he's 63? One thing, Yoshev HaHolim. What do we know of Yaakov's life? What do we know of Yaakov's life from 63? Tzora after Tzora after Tzora after Tzora after Tzora. He has to run away from Esav, he goes to love and love and makes him a sugar and it treats everything around. And then with the sheep. Then he runs away from love and love and chases him. Then Esav wants to kill him. Then the Malach wants to kill him. Then Dina gets taken by Shechem. And then Yosef gets sold. And Shimon stays behind. And Benyamin stays behind. And Yaakov is to go down to Mitzrayim. Tzora and Tzora. Till Yaakov and Vayeshev asked the Banshon, give him a bit of manucha. Because Yaakov leish b'shalve. What happens in this? Why the change? So the Mordechai Zachem Shimshon Pinkus, till 63, Yaakov's tafkid was Ishtam Yeshvonim. That's all he did. His tafkid was sit and be smedish and grow and grow and grow and grow and become a malach in this world. From the brochas onwards, he took upon himself Esav's tafkid also. He now also has Esav's tafkid. You have Esav's tafkid. So you need to go out to the outside and struggle on the outside. So tzore noch tzore noch tzore, because now you have that tafkid. From then onwards, the Yisachar and the Zvulun are from Bnei Yaakov, or within Kalisrael. Within Kalisrael, you got the Yoshev Tam, the Ishtam Yoshev Olim, and you got the Zvuluns, who support the Torah and the Mitzvahs. When Yaakov goes to Yitzchak, and he says, Anoichi Esav Becherecha, Zot Desfasem Esinishka Sheker, I am Esav, because I took his tafkid. And to be able to do his tafkid, I need the brachas, because the brachas of Gashmi is the brachas, to be able to keep that tafkid. I have to keep that tafkid. We find in next week, Leah was crying. Any Leah Rakis, what's she crying about? Because the people used to say, Gdolle, Gdolle, Ktane, Lekotten. Leah will marry Esau. Zut des Vassemes, das ist Kastam, Dwon Betelim. That's how it should have been. If Esau would have done his Tafkid, if Esau would have done his Tafkid, then Leah would have gone to Esau. Six Shvatim. Esau didn't do his Tafkid. Yaakov took it upon himself. So Leah goes to Yaakov. The Zivik Ufez is also part of his Kedim. So the Yaakov goes to, so now Yaakov has Rachel and Leah. Because he's doing the Tafkid of both. So when Leah was, when people were saying Esau was Leah, it was stuck in the plan. It was stuck in meant to be like that. If we go back to the passage we started with. Perek Chavzan, Pasuk Lama Gimel. Esau comes in and Yaakov gets a shock. She'en kedug moso. Yifayechad charode gedoyle admoid. Aguz mifnaloshen. Five words. What's this tremendous tremble? You know what tremendous tremble is? Because at this second, Yitzchok chapped everything we've been talking about now. It's at this second where where the Rebbeinu stopped hiding it within, the Rebbeinu hid it from Yitzchok because he wanted the workers to happen. And now Yitzchok realized that Esav has lost his chance forever. That he's lost his chance to be part of Kilal Yisrael, to be part of the Hemshech of Avraham and Yitzchak, and he's out. He's now the tzad of the Tumah. Esav, Malchav Esav, Sotan, Yetzarah. He's totally, his charada was, because at this moment, Esav is lost forever. When he says, Gam Boruch Yeh, that's not stir at all. Gam Boruch Yeh means, if Hashem allowed Yaakov to get it, clearly Yaakov is doing Esav's job. Clearly, with all the Rivka and Yaakov's plans, the Rebbeinu wouldn't allow it, it wouldn't happen. Clearly, min Hashemayim, Yaakov is deserving and meant to get it. So, Gam Boruch Yeh, if he is deserving of it, he should have it. Oh, but the Charodu, the Charodu was for Esav's sake. And you know who else realized all this? You know who else realized all this? Next Pasuk. The next Pasuk is, Kishmoya Esav is Divrei Aviv. When Esav hears what his father says, Vayitzak, he gave a scream, Ovenishtam a scream. The Pasuk uses six words to describe the scream of Esav. He gave a scream from one side of the world to the other side of the world. Vayitzak, Tzeoko, Gedoyle, Umoro, Ad, Moid. The same tone, so careful on words. Six words. Vayitzak, Tzeoko, Gedoyle, Umoro, sorry, Ad Moid. Even by Haman of Medigzerish, there's not so many words there. So he's like Zoke Moish, that's Ad Moid. A scream, Misov Olam Atsoifoy. What's his scream about? Because he realized he's lost. He's lost his chance. He's lost his chance. He had a chance, and Yitzchak tried helping him. He should do his Tafkid, and he should be part of Klal Yisrael. And he realized he lost it, and there's no coming back. There's no tshuva on this one. Tshuva is Luchmat Torah. When we Eden, whether we like it, whether we do it, we do what we're meant to do or not, then we do tshuva, we go wrong, and we do tshuva again. This before Matan Torah, no tshuva on this one. He's out. He's lost his chance, and forever after, him and his descendants are lost from Kal Yisrael, and Ki B'Yitzchak Il Kol Chazora, is Be'er Yitzchak, V'Lei Kol Yitzchak, is Yaakov and not Esav, and he's lost his chance. He gave a zah scream on that one, because he realized that what he's lost.
Why did Yaakov get punished for not letting Adin marry?
After this.
The door is closed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why didn't Esav go home?
Yeah, okay, that was earlier. Could be, privately, Esav could have become better, but he wouldn't have become part of Kalisan anymore.
It's too late.
Could, yes, it could be that would have been for him himself, of course. Any other he does is added to his cheshbon, and it's a shame he shouldn't stop him. Also, privately, but he didn't become part of Kalisan. He lost his chance. We never had one, to be part of Klal Yisrael. So it's a private, it's a good question, that could be privately, like Yishmael did Shuvah, but part of Klal Yisrael, he is lost here. The Maharal says, Mordi Kazach, by the way, the Pasuk, Ki Be Yitzchak Yit Kol Chazora, Chazal say, Be Yitzchak, part of Yitzchak is a continuation. What would have happened if Esav would have done his job? So I heard the name Maral, then the Pasuk would have read differently. The Rebbeinu was prepared for all eventualities because there's Bechire. Then he would have read Ki Beis Yitzchok, he called Chazora. Both children of Yitzchok, or the Hemshech. But now the Esav didn't do it, it's Be Yitzchok, it's the Chelik of Yitzchok, only Yaakov, which is the Hemshech of Esav. This explains, these are really Mafteches, Yisoides, which explains so many things in the Hemshech of the Parshas.
Why did he?
Why didn't he? Why don't we see Yitzchak davened for him? Doesn't say if she did. I don't know. He tried to give him the brachas to help him. I don't know. what it doesn't say is so removed from what it says, we know. I don't know. The lesson of that is that every person has his tafkid. We don't know why Esav didn't do his tafkid. For all we know, he was looking over his shoulders and saying, if I would have had Yaakov abilities, I would have been happy to do that. I want to be Yaakov. We don't know how it works. Every person has his tafkid. Every person gets guided min Hashemayim to fulfill his tafkid. And then, every person at his level is memalei's tafkid and reaches shleimus and does the rotzon Hashem on that. Yeah. All right. Shabbat.
Why does it say gam?
It's
fullness.